Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for the Holiday Season by Molly Law, read by Leah Martin. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Luke 2:10. When the calendar hits October 1, my soul is filled with glee as I realize the sweep of holidays is in full effect. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve. I love this time of year. Everything feels so festive and people come together more easily. And as the crisp autumn breeze blows the varying leaves that turn into a winter wonderland, it feels almost magical, like anything could happen. But on that first day of October, there were other feelings intermingling with my joy. A sliver of stress shot through my body at the mere thought of all that needs to be done. Make sure to have candy at the ready for trick-or-treaters. Make a list and prepare all that food for Thanksgiving and set aside money for all the Christmas gifts I'll need to buy for friends and family. As I move through these two emotions in quick succession, I remember what, or more accurately, who, will be missing. And I know this is a very common feeling that comes with the holidays. For my family, we lost our beloved grandfather on December 8th, 2011. As Christmas Day was also his birthday, we didn't celebrate Christmas that year in the same way. The years following, Christmas has felt like a piece of it was missing. Time passes and the pain eases slightly. New family members are born, new ones added through marriage, and joy slowly infiltrates the celebrations that were once so painful to endure. Even though their memory and the pain of not having them during the holidays never goes away, there is one who comforts us no matter the time of year. And how beautiful is it that at Thanksgiving, We can sing praises to our Lord for all the many blessings we've received and for His grace and mercy. And at Christmas, we can celebrate the birth of our Savior, who humbled Himself and came as a vulnerable baby, fully human and fully God, growing and suffering to die on a cross and be raised to life, all so that we can have salvation and be united with Him in heaven. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for this time of year full of laughter and fun and celebration. Thank You for the time to reflect on You and Your many blessings and celebrate the birth of Your only Son as Your long-fulfilled promise of love for us. Although the world depicts a time of year full of laughter and joy, I pray for those who feel alone, for those who are grieving. I pray as they look around and see nothing but happiness that they don't feel something's wrong with them. Help them as they struggle to choose happiness in the most wonderful time of the year, as the Christmas song depicts. My Father, I pray for those who have lost a loved one or several loved ones and feel nothing but pain and sadness during the holidays. I pray that we don't forget them. I pray we show them kindness and understanding. I pray we can let them know that any and all feelings can be felt during the holidays, and it's okay. I pray that this year we enjoy the family we do have around us. I pray we remember the good times we had with a loved one now lost, and that only good memories abound in our minds. I pray that the holidays bring love, joy, and kindness to us all, and that we show it to a world that's broken and hurting. Thank You for coming to earth and living among us until it was time for You to die and rise again for us. Thank You for taking away our sins and offering us the gift of salvation. I pray that the focus of the holidays this year be about You and Your love for us, that we keep Jesus at the heart of our celebrations. We love and trust You with all our hearts, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.